نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. First of all, I have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me, it is like a dream for me to be here. I don't even understand how and why I'm standing here. And to see my asatiza and Hazrat Marana also, for me, it's like a dream. Alhamdulillah. First of all, I want to tell you this kind of majalis, it is for us, we did not see anywhere in our country. This kind of majlis, alhamdulillah, whatever we learned here, every time I'm telling Hazrat Marana also, Marana, whatever we learn here, I just copy and paste there. Nothing new from our pocket. Even to come also, I made mashwara also with Marana. Because last time when I asked him, can I come for the Islahi Jalsa? He told me, no, you must carry on with your work there. I was so sad because it may be the only chance for me to meet again the face of our asatiza. And this time, I told my family that I'll make my two rakat first, and then I'll ask inshallah with mashwara that if Marana give me ijazah to come, I will come. But in my heart, I was thinking that maybe Marana will tell me again, no, you must carry on with your work there, it's better for you. But when I asked him, Marana told me, come, for who? I said, for me, Marana, for you. And then I said, yes, Marana is for me. And then Marana was saying that, come for a few days. So I'll be leaving tomorrow night, inshallah. So please, we request from you, ulama and asatiza, dua that Allah give us ikhlas, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala help us there in our country, in our situation. Like as you heard about the country, about France, it's not so easy. But alhamdulillah, only with the fazal of Allah, we started the work there. We started Imamat, and my two brothers also finished last year. Now, alhamdulillah, no more alone. There is three of us, one in each masjid. I'm doing Imamat in one masjid. My smaller brother, Maulana Nuruddin and Maulana Nurul Rahman, are doing also in other masjid. And we started also Maktab. And now I understand that maybe for you people it's like normal to have a maktab system. Every place, every town is like normal. And I remember our Ustad, Mufti Masud Sab in Iftar, he used to tell me, now you are doing Iftar, but remember when you go out, when you will go back to France, forget about your Iftar and you must concentrate only about maktab. And then I was thinking, doing Iftar and doing the Khasus, and then in the end of the day, well, working amongst the children. But when we started there, and we saw the children, Muslim people, the father also, they come for Salah, for Fajr and Namaz, in the first place, that their own children, they don't even know Allah Ta'ala. Even now, a few days ago in the Maktab, I don't know, my English not so good. One of the youngsters, they asked me, Marana, you are speaking about one Allah. But what Imaniyat, every session of our maktab, we are speaking about Allah, the greatness of Allah. And then the children asked me, but Marana, you are speaking about one Allah, but what about that Greek God? What about them? And then I realized, subhanAllah, last time there's one young boy who asked me, but what about what you call the Jesus, the Isa, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam? I said, he's not our God. I told him, no, maktab. So alhamdulillah, even is the islah also for the children, there is no better way than maktab. And alhamdulillah, in the beginning when we started, the parents did not believe on that system. Because in France, only once a week, either on Wednesday or on Saturday. In some places on Sunday, once a week, the children, they come in the masjid to learn. But when we ask the parents, for which reason you send only once a week? Just like to, so that he can see what is masjid, what is, you know. And their maktab is only to learn Arabic, not to learn how to read Quran. So most of the Arab children, they don't even know how to read Quran. Many of them, they did 8-9 years in this kind of madrasa. When they come with us, and then we test them, can you read Quran? He said, yes, I can read. But when we test them, they can't even read Quran. But alhamdulillah, but in the beginning, some of our students also, they started maktab with us. They were among the first 7 students. So the parents, they believed in us. Because, mashallah, origin also from Pakistan, and that's easily Asian people, we have that trust. So he said, inshallah, we'll send our children for 5 times during the week. So Monday to Friday. And then only few days, few weeks after, people saw the result. So how the children now, they can read Quran? And now even in the akhlaq also, how mashallah they have adab, how to hold the Quran, how to stand in front of ustad. And slowly now, maktab is full. It's full. My first year, I remember I was alone, only 70 students. 70 students with one ustad. And now, alhamdulillah, my small brother also, Marana Nuruddin, now he is the midar of the biggest masjid of our town. There are 6 masjids. 6 masjids, and 3, alhamdulillah, we are working on those 3. And alhamdulillah also, with the way of our akabir. Really, from the beginning until like whatever we are doing, the way of our akabir. Like how I was telling Mara Musa last night, one old man from Tunisia, he came to me. He told me, please remain on the path of your teachers. Please. But then they come from, as we say, Muslim country. But when they saw how we are doing, like now every morning, tafsir, and whatever we learn from here, these people who has greater isti'adad than us. Arabic, it is their language. To read Arabic, Allahu Akbar, they study how many years? But you won't find from them any dars of tafsir. Maybe us also, we don't have even isti'adad, but we have to make mutala. But inshallah, because of mashura and duas of our asatida and our akadir, alhamdulillah, we start the work also, alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, maktab also is taking place. And also we started a few years ago with mashura also, our Darul Ulum. Darul Ulum, we had at that time two classes. Now we are in our 4th year. Our 4th year, but the third year of our Darul Ulum, like Usul Shashi, Sharh Al-Wiqaya. And this year we have 7 asatiza. 7 asatiza for me is I can't believe. From in the beginning we had only two ustad, and today alhamdulillah, 3 of like myself and my 2 brothers, and the 4 asatida who fariq from Marana Sarin Durat Madrasa from Leicester. Alhamdulillah, also them also same mizaj, same way of working also. So we are together, alhamdulillah, and the work of deen also. And alhamdulillah, when now recently I was in Reunion Island, I met some of our studies, and then they told me, and really, people from Azadville, from South Africa, maybe they don't understand this, but really here Azadville, other madrasa, I cannot pronounce for them, but here, Allahu Akbar, what we learn here, my dear brothers, really, when I went back, when I was studying here, I was saying, with Urdu, what I will do with Urdu? I'll go back to France, and France, you know, that most of the Muslim people are from Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, like the North Africa. So as I used to tell some of our asatiza, that what I will do with Urdu? But today, I use more Urdu than Arabic there. More Urdu than Arabic. One of, even Hazrat Marana also knows about him, Marana Harun Sab, one of the Alu Shura of Markaz. So now, whenever he's doing the bayan, Now he's calling me that, Marana, you must be here for tarjama. So now, if now we did not learn Urdu, how to do tarjama? And how to understand also the mizaj of our akabir? And that we are speaking about suhbatul ulama, suhbatul salihin. Really, subhanAllah, once I was sitting with Marana Harun, one of the elders of our shura there, and then I just came back then from South Africa and asked him, Marana, what to do for our satis so that they can understand the mizaj? He told me, impossible for them. Impossible for them. I said, why? Because to understand the mizaj, you have to sit with the suhbat of our akabir and of our mashayikh. Like one third of our life we spend here. So alhamdulillah, really alhamdulillah. Me, myself, I cannot, who I am to speak about islah. But what I can say, please appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have because we don't have this. For me, really, without mubalagha, I think of my asatida, I think of Hazrat Marana every day. Every day. I try to see his face. But for us, how? How to see his face? How even to make musafaha? So please, appreciate. Appreciate what you have. You have Darul Ulum, you have ulama, and not only ulama, but ulama rabbaniyin. Awliyaullah. You have, please sit, people of Azadville, people of South Africa, even if you are from Durban, from Cape Town, but it's not so far. For us to come, I don't know when I will have again one more chance to see Hazrat again. One more chance to see our Asatida in our Madrasa. But please appreciate. So many, like one few Karguzari from our side, and really it is only whatever we learn from our Asatida. Since I left the Madrasa, since I left, I never changed the way of my clothing. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And then some of our students, because white, they are tied up white, and then they were others, but it's right. But alhamdulillah, whatever. And then once I live near one French people, and the old lady, she was an old French teacher. So then they're not Muslim, but every time they see me leaving my house and my child walking there and with Sunnah also. But there, French people, they don't like to see young people like children wearing Sunnah. This they don't like. They don't like to see, even for myself, the man came to me and said, why are you keeping every time this clothing? He said, no, you know, when you love somebody, you try to imitate him, try to explain to him. And then myself, I thought that maybe they had bad thought about me. Once she came to me and she told me, you see, me and my husband, we are watching you every time. When you are leaving your house, you are entering, every time you are watching. And really, and I'm saying to our ulama, no, people are watching us. That we know, that we don't know, people are watching us. Once I was out in Jamaat, you know, with our students, so I was sleeping during the night. And then when I woke up, one of my students asked me, Marana, we stay awake last night, and just to see how you are sleeping. And then and they said to me, and they told me, Marana, how you did from the beginning to the end, you are on the right side. I told him that I don't know. When I'm sleeping, I don't control myself. But subhanAllah, they watch. Once also, I was driving also, sitting by the, what you call the red and yellow, the robot, forgot English, sorry. And then I was stopping by the robot there. And then me, I was watching that robot and waiting for the green light. And I was watching the green light. And one of our satis, they were standing not so far from me, and they were watching me. And around me, there was like woman, and he was watching me to see if I will look at woman. SubhanAllah. But alhamdulillah, at the time, Allah messaged that I was watching that red light. But subhanAllah, people are watching us. And people also, really, for fine thing, they will look at. So now, So now French woman and then her husband. So now they told me, and her told me, she told me that you see, we have the habit to watch you and your child, but when we see you in that clothing, in that white clothing, we can feel, I don't know how to say in English, the holiness in you. And then I realized that, subhanAllah, that what we have in deen, and really in the way of our akabir, the way of our asatida, really we have everything. But, you know, maybe that complex, I don't know how to say in English, but we have that complex, you know, maybe it's an Indian way of, or maybe from Dioban. Really, subhanAllah, but we are living with them. Really, my dear brothers, the ulama, I'm living with them, most of them, 90% Arabs. But when they saw our way of doing it, they envy us. Not we don't have the right to envy them. They don't have. If now they follow, alhamdulillah, some of them, they are in the work of da'wat, and they have some ta'alluq with our akadir, India, Pakistan, alhamdulillah. But us, we are fully with our akadir and our ulama. We appreciate. And me, only my message is for me myself to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Today I can be here with you to take benefit from our akadir and us kalam for our islah. And alhamdulillah, in my last thing, that alhamdulillah, we started also our majlis also. Majlis every Saturday. Every Saturday. And then one of the friends, he's a revert, he became Muslim. He told me, he came to me and he told me that, Marana, you are speaking so much about your asatiza, so much about Hazrat Marana also. And you are telling me that in South Africa there is a majlis of dhikr majlis. But why you are not doing here? Me, every time in my heart, I wanted to start, but I was thinking that maybe it's not munasib, maybe they will tell me that I'm a bidati. But then now, the demand, the talab came from them. And then we started, alhamdulillah. Until now, alhamdulillah. And then we have some mushkilat also. I explained also to Maulana also, like the whole police situation, they came to our masajid. And you know now the halat also, where there's the effort of din, like the children are doing, like a maktab, they come there and try to close our masajid, try to close our makatib. So now we are doing the renew of the building, because if we are not doing properly, they will come and close it. So please, we ask from you people, inshallah, ulama and pious people, to make dua for us, inshallah, ta'ala, so that we can carry on with our work, inshallah, ta'ala. And we hope, inshallah, one day our asatida and Hazrat Maulana can come back, inshallah. And our dream is to see our asatida to put the seed there, inshallah, for really tadarruk and even for us, encouragement for us also to carry on with our work, inshallah, ta'ala. Allah, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.